sexy. I've got the looks.
25 minutes away from the top of the hour. Wrestler theme Wednesday, but even if it wasn't, the original Heartbreak Kid with his own walk-up music. Kind enough to join us on the Bud Light Hotline presented by Green Beverage. Bud Light, the perfect beer for whatever happens, such as the case when we talk with BJ Milliken from WVUA. Mr. Assistant Sports Director, how are you?
Good, how are you? Well, do you need a beer when you're talking to me? Is that what it
no.
is?
I did not say that. That's a great assumption on your part, and probably not far off. But
yeah, you're probably right.
But it's just not like I said it out loud.
That's true. Only on the radio.
Here's the thing. You know where I'm going with this. After I have had Don Hawes on the show at the start of the program.
Yeah.
You would have to work really, really hard to send me for a loop after I've talked to Don for about 15 or 20 minutes to start the show.
That's accurate. That is accurate. I haven't seen Don in a while, so next time you talk to him, say hello.
I will. But again, as you know, Don, what you see on the anchor desk, that ain't Don Hawes.
Totally different. Don, some people are like that. Some people, like me, I have a hard time like not being myself when I'm on TV. I'm really goofy, and you know, I just kind of let it all out. But yeah, some people can rein that in, and they're totally different.
He's Mr. Calm, Anchorman, Mr. Professional. And I've told him, I tell him all the time, he treats my show like a rental car. He drives his appearance on this show totally different than he does on his own. Or like you would your own vehicle. I mean, he leaves and there's empties all in the floor, the back seat. There's chips everywhere. You know, heaven forbid the cops pull us over because there's no telling what they'll find. I mean, that's how he treats this show.
Yeah, no, that's Don. That is Don. That's for sure.
Yeah.
I have some maybe for off of the air stories that I can share.
Yes,
with you. So
we both could.
Yeah, old Don. He's a good guy. He's like I said. He's totally not the same guy.
No.
Off the set. And sometimes you have to be that way.
Absolutely. You'll go nuts if you do it the other way.
Yeah, you don't want your freak flag to fly too much in front of all the people that are watching it.
Well put. And in order to save what's left of the guy's reputation, we will leave it at that. But let's move on. Hey, big weekend coming up. Yeah, I know we got basketball, which, by the way, they've announced it's a sellout for Alabama and Auburn this Saturday. So we know that's big. But earlier in the day, you're going to have a parade for the World Heavyweight Champion in T-Town.
Right.
Yeah, I mean, it's almost busy enough to be a football weekend.
Absolutely. You know, it's funny. We were scrambling on Sunday to get Deontay coming home, which the fine folks at WIAT, my former employer, were kind enough to give to us and share with us. We were watching. It's funny, me and Jen Chapman were actually in the sports office Saturday night, and at first we were just going to say, we're not going to try to bootleg some crazy, wonky website to find the stream of the fight. But then as I started seeing kind of the tweets come across, that, you know, I was like, I've got to find a way to watch this.
Yeah.
So I found, maybe against my better judgment, you know, one of these websites that stream live events that they have like 900 pop-up ads, and you're almost 100% certain that you're giving your computer a really bad disease. But I did find one that managed to stream the fight, and we were able to sit there and watch the fight as it was going. So it was great. No, we were cheering as loud as we were. I know you remember the famous video of the LSU celebration there at Bryant Denny, and we were doing that. It was just me and her, and everybody else had already gone. So we were sitting there just cheering for Deontay during the fight.
As I said on Monday, I almost punched a hole in my TV set trying to help him when he had a flurry going. I hopped up from my seat and almost injured myself and did irreparable damage to the television screen because I was trying to help him. I was giving him all I had.
And, you know, it's funny because I'm not traditionally a big boxing guy. Yeah. I mean, I used to watch, I watched Tyson and Holyfield and George Foreman when they were, you know, right there in that early 90s, mid-90s era. But it's so much different when you kind of have gotten to, not gotten to know, I don't know Deontay like a friend or anything, but, you know, you've interviewed him, you talk to him, he's from your state, you feel like you're kind of there with him. And it's kind of the same way a friend of mine who I got to know when I was at 42, we did a story on MMA, Marcus Brimage. He fights in the UFC. And anytime you watch him, you're like you said, you feel like you're in there with him and you want to help. You know, you're punching at air and knocking stuff over. So, yeah, no, it was really cool to see somebody who, you know, who does represent Alabama. He said it himself. He mentioned Tuscaloosa almost in every interview I saw. So, yeah, it was a really cool deal, and looking forward to Saturday.
Can I make a suggestion?
Yes.
Run this by the powers that be at WVUA. I'm just throwing it out there. We're giving you guys first crack at it because it's kind of building off of something you guys have done very well.
Okay.
But if you would like to set a single day ratings high for WVUA television, let me suggest televising the parade.
Right.
And staying true to form, Lynn Brooks and Miss Terry on the call.
Oh, if it were up to me, I would book that right now.
And Don King somehow being flown in as well.
Oh,
Lynn Brooks, Miss Terry, and Don King. That's all
Don
I'm saying.
King, only in America. And, you know, he could do the promo for it, too, and say only on WVUA. That would be great. It would be perfect. But, no, I know Gary was talking to me. He said he was going to talk to somebody about trying to televise it, so. We'll see if we can scramble a crew, and I'll put a call in to Mr. King.
Mr. King, Miss Terry.
Absolutely.
And Lynn.
I'm going to guess that Lynn and Miss Terry are probably a little easier to get a hold of than Don King. That's just me, though.
Well, again, just shows how well connected you are, though. If you could say, I know Lynn you see in the newsroom, but, you know.
Right.
There are a lot of people that would tell you sometimes it might be easier to get Don King.
Yeah, no, you're right on that one. You're right on that one. But if I'm only, you know, it's like the old 7 degrees of Kevin Bacon thing. You know, I'm only 1 degree of Terry Saban away from, or 1 degree of, I guess, Lynn Brooks from Terry Saban.
There you go.
So she's tight. They have, I guess she's in her cell phone, so. There you go.
There you go. All right. Without further ado, each week here on the Bud Light Hotline presented by Green Beverage, our good friend BJ Milliken, Assistant Sports Director, WVUA, presents his top four list. I said going to the break, seldom related to sports, but always, always entertaining. So what you got for us today?
This one is related to sports in a way. You know, I was leaving work last night, and it's funny. Every day when I'm at VUA and I'm sitting there, it doesn't really dawn upon me that I'm sitting at Bryant-Denny Stadium.
Yeah, that's your office.
That's the office. It's weird. And because I see people out the window, and I kid you not, every day between 20 and 50 people are coming by and taking pictures on the Walk of Champions.
Right.
And, you know, to me, I'm like, you know, this is where I am almost, you know, every other day. So it's kind of, the mystique has worn off a little bit, in a way. So I started to think, what is that? And to other people, though, that's a mecca of college football.
Right.
You know, that's the place where maybe they get to go once or twice, you know, in their lifetime for a football game or something. But anyway, so it got me thinking of my top four kind of sports meccas, like, and kind of mixed with a trip or an event, things that I would really want to go and see. And all four of these things I haven't had a chance to do.
I was going
to
say, these would fall on the bucket list, none of which you've checked off. Okay.
Exactly. None of them I have checked off. The first one, and this is going to ruffle some feathers, I think, but it's just one of those things that you have to see at least once in your life, and that's a Notre Dame football game.
Okay.
in South Bend. You
and
know?
The, and now, the thing is, I'll set it up for you if I can. Mm-hmm. If yeah. you lived in Indiana, you would probably say maybe an Alabama game because
yeah,
you've been to Notre Dame games probably if you're in South Bend.
Exactly. You know, and I kind of harken back to, you know, Rudy and, you know, you see it on TV all the time and it would just be cool. Now, I will say it was really cool in Miami to see the Notre Dame band and hear the fight song.
Yeah.
You know, I was like, that is pretty cool. That's the best thing they ended up doing all night.
I was going to say, you know, the really cool thing? The really cool thing is seeing Notre Dame's band, but even more so, seeing their team get the crap kicked out of them. That was fun, too.
That was good, too. So that was the bucket list thing on that night. Number three, and this is timely because this happens in a week or a week and a half or so, but going to a Super Bowl, preferably to watch my favorite NFL team, the Minnesota Vikings. Might be a while, but
yeah.
But that would be a great kind of event. And now I will also send this caveat out. I would not want to cover any of these things. I've covered two BCS championship games, you know, numerous big events. So covering these things would be kind of a nightmare.
Right.
But just going as a fan would
okay.
be pretty
so
awesome.
Notre Dame Stadium was number four.
Yeah.
Number
Super
three.
Super Bowl of any kind.
Super
anywhere.
Bowl. All right.
And number two is one of the most storied basketball rivalries in the country, Duke, North Carolina, in either place, but at Cameron Indoor would be pretty cool to sit there and then see the, you know, the crazies and just that whole atmosphere, Tobacco Road, whatnot. That would just be really cool to see kind of up close.
Cameron, I can tell you, is cool. Never done a game there.
Yeah.
When we played, it's been close to 10 years ago now, we went up there and played NC State. Ironically, a Mark Gottfried coached Alabama team going to NC State.
Right.
But we went up there and the night before, you know, fly up the day before and actually got to go see a game at Cameron Indoor. It was December. They were playing a nobody, but it was still Cameron. So it was pretty cool.
Exactly. It's still the same. Yeah, it doesn't matter who they're playing.
All right. And
all right,
I guess
so
we need to go drum roll here for number one.
Yeah, let's go drum roll for number one. All right. If you know me at all, you know that I'm a big Chicago Cubs fan.
Bless your heart.
I know, right? I've been a Cubs fan for as long as I can remember, mainly because they were on WGN when I was growing up. And I didn't want to go along with all my friends and be Braves fans, so that pushed me to become a Cubs fan. So, yeah, my number one is a Cubs game at Wrigley Field, and if it was a World Series game, that would be over the top. I could literally walk into the tavern, the Billy Goat Tavern, across the street from the stadium, and eat like all the grease and have a heart attack right there and be fine. If I could do that. So,
will you hate me if I tell you that I have done I've done three of four?
Now, I'll take that back.
Let me say I've done two and a half. We played basketball at Notre Dame.
Right.
And got to see the exterior of the stadium. So
right,
I didn't
go
to a game and haven't been inside, but that's a pretty good one.
Yeah, it's still pretty cool.
Yeah, Super Bowl haven't done.
Right.
I've been to Cameron, but not for Duke UNC.
Right, so you've almost done a lot of these.
and I have been to Wrigley only once, and went to, I think it's the Houndstooth Bar that's down the street, but it's devoted.
Yeah.
It's basically dedicated to Alabama. It's an Alabama bar in the middle of Wrigleyville.
That's funny.
Yeah,
now
that's a cool thing.
Cool.
I will
that
tell
would definitely
you,
be cool.
You've made good choices. I think those are pretty good. Always enjoy the visit. Tell me what you guys got coming up here in the next couple of days in WVUA besides televising, hopefully televising the Deontay Wilder parade, which could happen. I'm still holding out hope for Miss Terry and Lynn.
Complete with Don King and the top hat. Yes.
Yeah.
No, we've got a lot. Jen Chapman actually went down to the Senior Bowl yesterday and got a bunch of interviews and whatnot, and those will be running throughout the week, and we'll probably run some as well on Sports Saturday on Saturday, and then if we have any left over, maybe on Sunday on Sports Sunday. I still haven't lined up a guest for Sports Sunday. I'm just throwing that out there. I normally do a Sunday chat, which is similar to the ESPN Sunday conversation. So I'm just throwing that out there. If anyone wants to call in or talk to us, who might, I don't know, be a basketball play-by-play guy. just putting that out there.
You know where I'll be Saturday.
I know.
So bring a camera, or is this a live? You know, is this the invitation to be on live, or are we doing this taped?
Hey, come on live. I mean, it's Sunday. It's casual.
I'll.
You can,
we'll talk.
You can think about it. I won't put you on the spot. We can think about it.
We'll talk. I may need you to call and ask permission from my wife to see if I can.
I won't get you in trouble with the wife.
No, well, I'm not saying no. I'm just saying I may need your help on that one.
All right, I'll work on it.
All right.